For Dark Matter News, I'm Leo Ashcraft. Flying snakes. While that may sound strange, flying snakes actually exist. The mystery of how flying snakes stay aloft may have been solved by scientists, though. These unusual reptiles, which are found in rainforests in Southeast Asia, are able to fling themselves from trees and elegantly glide through the air. Scientists say that the serpents radically alter their body shape to generate the aerodynamic forces needed to perform this feat. Professor Jake Socha from Virginia Tech, who carried out the study, said the snake is definitely not an intuitive glider. When you look at it, you'd say that thing should not be able to glide. And in its normal body configuration, that's probably true. But when it enters the air, when it takes off and jumps and leaps from a branch, it massively transforms its body. As it jumps, it flattens out from just behind the head to where the tail starts. What it is doing is taking its ribs and rotating them forwards towards the head and upwards towards the spine. The snake's body changes from having a very round cross-section to one that is more squashed and concave at the bottom. He said the snake was producing an aerodynamic force that was comparable to that created by a scaled-down plane wing. As it's doing this, it's moving its head from side to side. It is passing waves down the body, and it looks like the animal is swimming in the air. The team says the snake could help to inspire robotic development, potentially leading to machines that can crawl, climb, and glide. This is Dark Matter News.
Our major cities have become war zones, ravaged by food riots, arson, and terrorism. Our rates of unemployment and homelessness have never been worse in this, the second Great Depression.
You just heard a clip from the action suspense movie thriller Alongside Night. The movie stars Kevin Sorbo, TV's Hercules, and star of the hit movie God's Not Dead. Freedom's not dead either. In a collapsing near future America, brilliant high school senior Elliot Vreeland searches for his famous missing father and family, putting him between an out-of-control federal government and a revolutionary anarchist underground. Dr. Ron Paul recommends this movie, saying, "I believe Alongside Night will advance the cause of liberty." Be among the first to order the Alongside Night Deluxe 3-disc Blu-ray DVD combo pack, stuffed with hours of extra features. To order this eye-opening movie thriller for only $16.95, including shipping and handling, call 800-527-2375 or online at buymovie.today. Once again, 800-527-2375 or online at buymovie.today.
A new jaw-dropping up-close video displays the eruption of the Piton de la Fournaise volcano, located on Reunion Island in the Indian Ocean near Madagascar. New footage of the eruption, which prompted evacuation on Friday, shows the fiery rivers of lava running down the slopes. The eruption lasted for 3 days before ending on Sunday, shortly after 11 a.m. local time. This is a World Heritage Site and is one of the most active volcanoes in the world. The volcanic activity hampered the work of Malaysian investigators examining suspected debris of the MH370 flight found by beachcombers on Reunion Island on Wednesday. Malaysian Airlines flight MH370 went missing on March 8, 2014, with 239 people on board, shortly after taking off from the Malaysian capital of Kuala Lumpur en route to Beijing. Its disappearance prompted a massive international search lasting more than a year in the South Indian Ocean, the China Sea, and the Gulf of Thailand. CNN has reported that worms can invade your brain if you eat this common food. Once you consume them, they can move throughout your body, your eyes, your tissues, and most commonly, your brain. They leave doctors puzzled in their wake as they migrate and settle to feed on the body they're invading. A classic parasite, but this one can get into your head. A British man was found to have a tapeworm moving inside his brain in 2013. This form of tapeworm had never been seen before in the United Kingdom. The patient had recently visited China, which, along with South Korea, Japan, and Thailand, has more regular occurrences of the parasite known as Spirometra. 4 years earlier, the man had first experienced symptoms such as headaches, which the team of doctors had treated as tuberculosis, but then it returned. This time he had new symptoms. The worm was now pushing on a new part of his brain, causing seizures and weakness in his legs. The condition associated with this infection was, in fact, sparginosis. There is no known drug to effectively treat the infection, meaning that upon diagnosis, doctors had to be quick to remove the worm surgically. The adult form of the Spirometra tapeworm only occurs in the intestines of cats and dogs, but as these animals shed the worm's eggs in their feces, the eggs can enter and contaminate water. The resulting juvenile form of tapeworm, known as larvae, can then stay in water within certain small crustaceans or end up in frogs and snakes. As larvae, they can invade humans through ingestion or direct contact with infected animals. I'm Leo Ashcraft for Dark Matter News.